Hello, Ivadache! Welcome to the podcast, all one or two of you that listen. Thanks for tuning in. It's Sunday, Easter Sunday, mind you. And we are just here driving home, so we got some time to kill. And, I was thinking about, like, core memories, right? I remember I went to this convention. It was, like, the Miami Convention Center. As a kid, I was like, I don't know, 10, 11. They had some lactate stand. I went because I was having really bad stomach issues. And it probably was because I had a hiatal hernia. And then, no, because I was like 10. Who gets a hiatal hernia at age 10, right? So every time I'd have dairy, I'd throw up. I'd have really bad stomach pains and stuff. So they thought it was lactose. So I think I got like samples or something. But they also had the fire where they would have you go into this like mobile home kind of thing, but on wheels, and you go upstairs and they simulate a fire. So they poof, all the smoke would puff in, the smoke alarms going off. Wee-oo. I don't know if that's how it sounds, but and then you would escape. So as soon as the freaking smoke popped in, everything, I was first one out the door, boom, gone out the door, standing outside, and I was like waiting, and I'm like, where's everybody? And I was like, all right, I guess I'm not getting a prize or anything. So I just walked away. But I was in line to win a fish. Like, you throw a ball, bounces into a bowl, you win a fish. So I'm standing in line. I'm standing in line for a while, 5-10 minutes. And this lady behind me goes, hey, you can't skip. Get to the back of the line. And I'm just standing there like, I didn't. I'm a very young kid. I'm very shy, you know. So she's like, yeah, you weren't here. And then somebody's like, yeah, he was there the whole time. And then she shut up. And I was like, what the heck? So that's a core memory forever in my brain. And it sucks that that's a freaking core memory, freaking lady. F you. And then another core memory, some lady down the street tried to steal my bunny rabbit. So we made friends with this flight attendant on my street. And she had two rabbits and she flew a lot, so she couldn't really take care of them too well. So she gave them to us. It was a large brown rabbit called Peanut and a white and brown rabbit called Bailey. So we have them, we let them run in the backyard. They burrow into the ground, kind of cool, tunnels and stuff, whatever. Well, one, they both got out and somehow they went down the street. What's this guy doing in the middle of the street, bro? What are you doing? They get out, and the neighbor lady, like six houses down, captures the white and brown one, the smaller one. She didn't capture the big brown one. He freaking escaped and ran back home. So I'm walking, and one day we're walking looking for him. Blah, 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 where are you? And then we see the lady with the freaking rabbit. We're like, hey, that's our rabbit. So we had to call the cops. We had to show the cops a photo of us with the rabbits that, hey, these are ours. She obviously didn't have any pictures of them or anything. Because how could she? She just got them. And, oh my goodness. They made her give them back, obviously. So, which, as she should have. And then her daughter went to the same school as me, ironically enough. And so one day, I ain't honking at nobody. I go down to the office for something. I don't know if I was sick and going home, or if somebody's dropping something off for me, or it's getting an award. I don't know. This is elementary school, mind you. So I go down to the office, and the mother and her daughter are down in the office. And the mother sees me and goes ape bananas on me. It's like, I can't believe you stole my rabbit. And the staff in the office are just so confused. Like, WTF is going on? Why is this lady yelling at this kid who just didn't do anything? So they're like, oh, you can go back to your class or whatever. So they got me out of there. And the daughter's like, I'm so sorry. My mom's crazy. I don't know why she thinks that was her rabbit. Blah, blah, blah. So, I walked home with the girl. I was walking home and the girl walked up next to me. She's like, hey, I'm so sorry. My mom is crazy. I don't know why she thinks that was her rabbit. I know it was your rabbit, obviously, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, cool. So she made amends, kind of. But, yeah. another core memory. And then I went to this after daycare school, daycare, whatever. And we're going on a field trip to Butterfly World. And for whatever reason, I had diarrhea that day. And my mom thought it was in her best interest to call the after school care and tell them I had diarrhea. Just to monitor me or whatever, I don't know. And apparently the after school care decided to tell every single freaking kid. Because all of them walked up, hey, you got diarrhea. You got diarrhea. I'm like, what the F is going on? Yeah, I got diarrhea. What do you want to do about it? Like, hello? Oh, my gosh. So another core memory. And then I had a Game Boy Pocket. Black and white. And I lost the screen. There's like a screen cover. And it fell off. And but the screen was still there, obviously. So it still worked. But I remember playing Game Boy Pocket. And all the other kids had, like, Game Boy Color, Game Boy Advance, but it was alright. It worked. And then when I found out there was actually Color Game Boy, and all the games I have were actually in color, I was, like, mind blown. I'm like, whoa! Then my mom used to deliver newspapers, so in the back of her truck she had a camper top, and I would just go to sleep on all the newspaper bales. Whatever they're called. Because, I didn't want her to go out. She would go out at like 10 p.m., pick up the newspapers, and then go deliver them till like 4 in the morning. So I didn't want her out by herself at 2, 3 in the morning, 1 a.m., delivering newspapers, you know? So I'd go with her. That way, if anything happened, like maybe I was sleeping, but I'd wake up and help or go get help. So I'd fall asleep, and then as she removed the newspapers, I'd have to wake up and make a new bed or move. Realistically, I should have stayed home and just slept at home, but I don't think I wanted to be alone also. And then I found out my freaking social security number isn't Pennsylvania like I originally thought. It's freaking Florida, which was annoying. I thought I was like, oh yeah, my social security number shows I'm from Pennsylvania, but it doesn't. The only thing that shows I'm from Pennsylvania is my birth certificate. But yeah, that's all for today. It was a good therapy session for me and a good core memories lesson. You never know who you're going to give a core memory to or whose core memory you're going to be in. So make sure you're very careful in what you say and how you say it and what you do. Like when I say, oh yeah, I'm sure everyone has a core memory of the first person they had sex with. Almost guarantee you. I say, oh yeah, who's the first person you had sex with? You'd remember their name. You'd remember the experience. Even if you were passed out drunk, you still remember some sort of information from them or the scenario. So yeah, core memories, guys. Be careful. On today's episode, welcome, arrivederci. We're going to talk about feminine hygiene products and how I know so much about them. So I was like obsessed with tampons, pads, panty liners, all that. And then just recently they created the cup, and then they have the flex disc, all these things. I was obsessed. I'm like, I need to know as much information as possible because it's intriguing to me. If they had a college course called Feminine Lifestyle, I would study it because I want to know about women. I want to know what they go through. I want to know what they have to deal with. I want to understand them better so I can be nicer and understand what they have to go through. Makes sense, right? So, one of my exes, if you know me, you know who, only used pads. And, you know, nothing wrong with that, but something is wrong with that when they go to the beach or the pool wearing a pad. I'm like, that's disgusting. You're just dropping blood all up in the water, like, gross. And then, like, your pad's getting absorbed with water. And it's just, it's, no, use a tampon or don't go in the water. Like, hello? So I told her, eventually I got her to use a tampon. I actually shoved it up there for her and got her comfortable enough to use it. And so I told her, I'm like, yeah, girls only use tampons. There's no pads. They just use tampons and panty liners or they just use pads. Like, there's no in between. It's like, no, girls, they can't use just tampons. They have to use pads and tampons if they do it. And she wasn't talking about, like, panty liners, where you put a panty liner if you have a heavy flow, in case the tampon overflows and drips into your panty liner. No, she was talking legit. You put a pad on when you have a low flow, put a tampon in the heaviest flow, and then put a pad on moderate flow to no flow. I'm like, no, that's why there's freaking different absorbency levels of tampons. There's light, regular, super, and super plus. And now I think there's like a super omega absolute plus plus plus. I don't know. But she's like, no. And I'm like, you're stupid. You're a girl and you don't even know how to be a girl. I'm a guy and I know how to be a girl better than you. Like, hello? So that was just frustrating to me because I'm like, you're supposed to only use tampons and panties. And you might say, well, Matt, why are you so upset? It's her life. She can do what she wants. I'm like, you're being stupid. I'd be like telling me, oh, yeah, you know, if you go and shave your face, you're supposed to use a razor blade with one razor and then three razors and then six razors, you know. But you're shaving your face, and you're supposed to only use the two razor, no matter how much beard you have. That's basically the same thing. You have a full beard. Oh, yeah, you use a three-blade razor. That's it. You have no beard, like a little tiny stubble. Oh, yeah, just use a two. It's like there's freaking different levels for different things of your face, different blood flows of your flow. I was frustrated by that. Shouldn't have been, but I was. Because it's a direct representation of me. If I take this girl to a freaking pool party and she pops a pad floating to the surface all bloody and nasty, gross, it's gonna be like, oh, Matt, why didn't you tell your girl you don't wear pads in the swimming pool? Was she 12 years old? Like, if you're young, I get it. Maybe you didn't have a mother. Maybe your dad raised you. And he's just like, didn't really conversate you how to use stuff. Okay, you're 12 years old, your pads float into the surface of the pool. But you're freaking 24, 23, whatever old you was. You're freaking using pads in the pool and ocean. Oh, come on, girl. Get it together. But yeah, that's my TED Talk. You know, girls, if you're going to use tampons, use tampons. Use panty liners on the heavy flow with the tampon in case it bleeds out. But the whole point of the tampon is you don't have to use pads or anything. You wear a thong. They even make thong panty liners if you need. But you just wear freaking nothing. You put the tampon in, go in the pool, go in the ocean, wear a thong, wear no underwear. It's up to you. Use freaking light, regular, heavy, super, super plus, whatever. But if you go wear pads. They, you know, they even make different absorbency pads. Overnight. Regular. Panty liner. You know? Come on. Yeah, that's my TED Talk. Enjoy.